Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Ez Hashem is starting Rosh Hashanah, Davez Amir Aleph. As the Mishnah is Machadish, that they are dying Dalet Zmanim in the year, and are Nechshev L'Rosh Hashanah. Each Rosh Hashanah is for different in Yanim. It's a Chiddush, because by the Goyish calendar, there's one New Year's. There's one Rosh Hashanah, but by us there are Dalit Rosh Hashanim. Medayim lezeh you have in the Mishnah later on in Daf Tezayin, there are Dalit Yumei Adin. But you could say it's a coincidence, it happens to work out that way. The Melech HaShlomer brings in Reb Chaim Vital v'shem Darizal that there's Tifin Yanim in the Yanim of Dalit, and he says it's Keneged. The shame, there are two shemas of Hashem that have Dalet Oisius. The shame Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun, and then Yud, and the shame Havaya, the shame Yud K, Vov K. And those are the two shemas which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manigas Abriya. As Kenegi Dan Hogas Abriya, there's Dalet Zmanim of Rosh Hashanah, Dalet Zmanim of Din. And he adds that in Yoni Kabbalah, even in the Yoni Oilomis El Yoinim, that Arizal speaks about in Yoni Kabbalah, which our father is way above and beyond us, also the Anhogas Al Pi Dalet. As that's the Chaluk of Dalet that we have in the Mishnah. And he adds, that's why Rosh Hashanah has Dalet Prakim, the Ramis of this Inyan. As we learned a little bit about the Inyan of Dalet. Now let's go into the Pratis the Gedin of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what are the Dalet Rosh Hashanah? Echad Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. Habraisin Dav Zayin is Moisif. It's Rosh Hashanah Gam L'Chadoshim, Iburim, B'Tshum Ashkolim. Echad Be'elu is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, L'Shmitim, Yevel, Metiyas, which is Arla, and Urakis, which is Maisa. And the fourth Rosh Hashanah is Tu Bishvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Leilonis Aviva Deveisila, which means for Maaser. Rather, this Rosh Hashanah is not even in the beginning of the month; it's Tu Bishvat. Echein the Rosh Hashanah L'Rigolim Lefi One Man Diom in the Gemara Zayin Amid Beis. The Rosh Hashanah L'Rigolim is on Tesvov B'Nisan. Levina Shvi doesn't have to be even a Rosh Chodesh; it could come out in the middle of the month. Now, Echad B'Nisan and Echad B'Tishrei have a lot of different inyanim in their Rosh Hashanah. Echad Be'elul and Tu Bishvat has only one inyan in their Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so this is the Chalukah of the Dalet Rosh Hashanahs. Because how do we know that there are Dalet Rosh Hashanahs? Is that's what the Gemara is going to handle from Daf Beis Amud Aleph until Tez Zayin. And it brings Mekoiris for every din Rosh Hashanah. From Psukim, and it brings all these inyanim that have a different Rosh Hashanah. The Makor is from Psukim in Tanakh. Now, Bevadai, there's a Hezber why each one has a different Rosh Hashanah. Chelik of the Hezberim, we actually could learn out from the Makoris of the Hem, why they're Tali in this Manim. And the Dugma is the Din of Maaser. That there's a big chiddush in the Mishnah, but Derech Klal, the Rosh Hashanah is for different inyanim. But Maaser, the din of Maaser, actually has three different Rosh Hashanahs in the Mishnah. Maaser lebehema, the Rosh Hashanah is Echad Be'el. Maaser leyurakas v'dagin, the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei. And the Maaser v'ilonis, the Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat, as it's one din Maaser, and has three different yomim that are Rosh Hashanah. It's a chiddush. What's the pshat? As if you see the makiris, it becomes clear havana what the pshat is. Also, the gemara daf ches is maybe rava. It's mas b'shitas of meir in the mishnah that there's a pasuk which is makish ma'isa behema or ma'isa dogon. Ma ma'isa dogon nigmas manoi vinyanoi vasoder be'elu. When do you finish with the dogon or the year? The final procedure that you do with Dagon is an Elul. Then your koitz, you bring it back into your house after you let it in the field to dry. As the whole year, you planted it, you cut it, you left it in the field to dry. And finally, Elul, you finish the process in the sod and you bring it home. As Rosh Hashanah, the new year starts after you finished the procedure, the process that you do in the field. The reason why it's Echod Be'elul is because the Derech of Behemoth is to be Noiled in the Chodesh before Elul. As that's the Gemar of the Asiyas Behemoth, when Behemoths have children, as right away the next year starts in the Chodesh after all the Behemoths had their babies. As Lefi Zeh, each man of Meiser is Tali when the Shana is Nigmar, the Hainu. By Behemoth, when the Behemoths are born, the next month starts the next year. And by Tvuah and Yerukis, the reason why it's Echod B'Tishrei is because the year finishes, the produce year finishes when by Tishrei, the month before, is the next year. The next month starts a new year. As Lefi Zeh, each Inyan of Rosh Hashanah is Tali when it finishes and when you start a new year. As that's why it's the Rosh Hashanah. Because it's very understandable. And who I didn't buy Elonis? Why is Elonis? It's Shana Lamaiser in Shvat. As that is before in the Gemara in Yud Dalet, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Because by the time Shvat comes, Roiv of the Gshamim, Gishmei Hashana, has fallen. And the Elonis, the Chanita, the Zman of Chanota in Elonis, is after it absorbs the Gshamim until Shvat, as then it grows to a certain level that it's finished the Gidl that it's going to do Ayyidei Gshamim. As the final Zman of Gidl is right before Shvat, as when is the Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, the New Year's, after Shvat. As Lefi Zeh comes out, if you learn the Makar, it's not just a Makar, it's also an explanation that each individual thing has its man when its year finishes, and the new year starts after that finishing point. Is that's why each Shnas HaMeiser starts off in a different year. As in the Yonim of Meiser, it's Mavur and the Makar, what the Hesber, why it has a different Zman for its Rosh Hashanah. In the Rishonim, we find there Terech to be Masber, other in Yonim of Rosh Hashanah. L'dugma, the first Rosh Hashanah we have in the Mishnah, Bechod and Benisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, explains the Ran, that why is it Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim Benisan? He says a Gishmak of Pshat, because we went out of Mitzrayim Benisan. Before we went out of Mitzrayim, we were Avadim. When did the Musig of Malchus start by Klal Yisrael? When they went free from being Avadim in Chodesh Nisan. As Mamela Rosh Hashanah was Hukva L'Malachim, because that's when the Inyan of Malchus started in Klal Yisrael on Nisan. As Mamela Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. Another thing the Ran explains, the Mishnah says Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. Lefi one man diyamar, it's going on the din of Rosh Hashanah. And Hashem dons the world in the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayim. Yes. Why does Hashem make that the Rosh Hashanah L'inyin the din that Hashem dons everyone in the world is on Aleph B'Tishrei? And he says a couple of pshatim. As the Ran explains a bunch of them, he doesn't explain all of them. Be'ezra Hashem, kishayovei Eliyo, v'mashiach, heim yigalu hatam shel kulam. As the Hakdama to the Mishnah is, there are arba Rosh Hashanim. Each one has its own makar in the psukim, Aleph. Each one has its own hesber, why it's at a different time. And we showed from the Makairis, we showed from the Ran, that the Toreach to be Masber, a chelip, of the reasons why each one has a different Rosh Hashanah. All of them have a reason, just we don't know the reasons for all of them. The Psukim Chazal, the Rishonim were in Megala, Be'ezus Hashem, Kishayovoi Mashiach, Vel Yohan Nabi, Yigalu Esakol. Okay, so that's the Hagdama. There are four Rosh Hashanim. Each Rosh Hashanah is for a different Inyan, each one has different Makairis. And why does it start at a different time, the Rosh Hashanah? Because each one is, it's Inyan, that's the beginning of the year for that Inyan. Okay. That's the Klolistik Akuk on the Mishnah. Now let's look into a more specific look and learn through each case. The first case of the Mishnah is what's the first Rosh Hashanah? Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim. As the Gemara says, that this is Nageya when they wrote Shtaris, as they dated the shtar, as what date did they put in the shtar, the date of when the melech, how long he was a melech for, as when does the year of the melech start, in Chodesh Nisan. As what's the reason why Chazal made this takana that when you're writing a shtar, you put the date of the melech in the shtar. Ashitis Toises, Bidas Rashi, he brings some Rashi, that the reason why Chazal were Mesakin to make the date of the shtar, to write it kefi the Shnas HaMelech, was Mishum Shloim Malchus. And this is based on a Gemara in Git, that the Gemara in Get says that you have to write in the Get the Malchus that you're in, the Malchus HaGoyim that you're in, because if you don't write it and put in the Zman of the Melech, the Shloim Malchus, the Goyim are going to be makbid. They're going to be upset. As therefore, kedei to make Shloim Malchus, as you have to write the Goyish Melech in your get. As Tosis brings that Rashi learns from there, that's the reason for the Takon in our Mishnah, that by Yiddish to start, that will be put the date of the Melech of Yisrael also. And Tosis asks on this two questions. He's bothered by two things. Number one, the Gemara on Daf Gimel explains that our Mishnah is talking about Melech Yisrael. That it's Rosh Chodesh is, it's Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Nisan. Frek Tosis Bishleima by Malchei Goyim. They're very makbid if you don't be Mechaved their Malchus. As it's Mamish, a danger to us if we're not going to be Mechaved them. As over there, Chazal made a takana, you have to put the shnas of the malchus in the shtar. But Yiddish and Malachim are not going to care if you put in the shnas of their malchus. As you only see in the Gemara, there's a din of shleim malchus by a shtar where you're writing the goyish of melech, melech shel goyim. But you don't have a raya to there from melech Yisrael, that he'll be makbid. That's a shayla number one that Tosis asks on Rashi. The Aruch Lener, the Netziv, try to answer Rashi, that Rashi holds no, even Malchei Yisrael, there are Malachim that will be Makbid. But that's what Tosis is on Rashi. Tosis assumed that only the Goyish Malachim would be Makbid if you're not Mechavin them. Yiddish Malachim wouldn't be Makbid. The second Shail of Tosis on Rashi is that the Gemara is Mavur in Gittin, that if you put Lamalchus Yavon, and you don't live in Yavon, in Greece, it passes the shtar. Because whatever country you'll be in is makbid if you write Malchus Yavon, because he wants you to write his Malchus. Aber by Shar Shtaris, over there, it's Mefurish in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that if you put in Malchus Yavon, it doesn't passel the shtar. As how could Rashi learn the basis of our takana is the din in Gittin? Hare, we see there's a chilek. That in Gittin, if you write Malchus Yavon when you don't live in Yavon, the star is puzzled. And by Shar Shtaris, which our mission is talking about Shar Shtaris, like the Gemara is going to say, it's going by Mukdam and Mukhur, which is a Shtar Choyv. It's clear it's going by Shar Shtaris. Over there, there's no psul of shal malchus. We are right. If you write malchus yavon when you don't live in yavon, it doesn't passel the shtar. Those are the two questions that Tosis asks on Rashi. As the shail is, how does Rashi answer the shailas of Tosis? What will Rashi do with these two questions? As the Pnei Yeshua makes a gevaldig diyuk in Rashi, that he says that what Tosis quotes from Rashi in the Mishnah, that the reason for the takon is Shloim Malchus, is lo meduyak. If you look in our Rashi, it doesn't say it. Let's look into Rashi inside. Rashi says, Arba Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, Regilem hayu limnais man shtarisayim l'shnois ha-melech mishana sha'aymit ba-melech. There was a regilus, not a takonis achomen. People were ragel. Limnai shtar saying l'shnais ha-melech. Afterwards, Rashi says v'kavuch achomim echad benisan l'tchila shnosoi afilu amed b'shvaloi ba'ada. Zok Rashi, there was our din of the Mishnah is a takonis achomen. Takonis achomen came afterwards. As Mavur and Rashi, that which you will kaveya the din, that which they were moine l'shnas malachim, wasn't a takonis chachamim mishum shloim malchus. It's not a takonis chachamim bichlal. It was regilin ha'yilim nice. People were ragalim nice. Afterwards, there was a second takonis chachamim to do it kefi tchila shnasai. As Mavur and Rashi, that actually there was a two-step procedure. Number one, there was the regilin limnais to the malchus, and that's not a takonis rachamim. Afterwards, there's a takonis rachamim l'tchila shnasai, which has nothing to do shleim malchus. Rashi only brings the shleim malchus in the first step. Aleph. As thus is number one, a nice hadgoshim pshat. Abu b'yesem is chutzin the diik in the loshin in the toichin and yonim. If it's regilim, as how could you say it's mishum a takona, mishum shloim malchus? The Gemara in Gittin is mavur chazal made a takona, mishum shloim malchus. If it's a takona, mishum shloim malchus, it's not people were ragel, it's a takonis chachamim. Why is Rashi saying regilim haya limnais zman shtar aseyim? It's a takonis chachamim, mishum shloim malchus. Azog the Bnei Yeshua, he would read Rashi different than Taisus. That what Rashi means is regilim, the minig ha'olam. That was the minig in all countries. When you write the Zman in Yeshtaris, you write it for Shnas HaMelech. Rashi says, Mishum Shloim Malchus. Rashi is bringing a raya that the minig was to write the Melech. If the minig wasn't to write the Melech, as why is there a problem of Shloim Malchus? You write his man, you don't mention the Melech. Why should there be a problem of Shloim Malchus? Bishleimer, if you mention the Melech and you mention a different Melech and not this Melech, ooh, that's going to cause him to get upset. But if there's no minig to write a Melech b'chlal, why should he get upset? No one writes the Melech. As kum t'chois like this, the way to read Rashi is, the minig always was, when you needed a time, you did it kefi the melech, not mishum shloim malchus. Rashi is just bringing from shloim malchus that in Gittin, Chazal made a takona mishum shloim malchus, that it should pass on the shtar. But by shtar shtaris, there isn't shloim malchus. He's just bringing from there that if you see from the Indian of shloim malchus that the regilis was that everyone did it kishnas ha-melech. As Lefi Zev, Rashi is not choylik on Taisis. Rashi, when he says Shloim Malchus, is not giving the tam for the takona to do the shtar al pi the shnas ha-melech. Rashi is just bringing a raya that people were ruggled to do it. This is the mahalach of the Bnei Yeshua. Taisis reads Rashi, Regilin hayo limnais mishum shloim malchus. Therefore, Chazal made a takana, and therefore everyone was ragel because Chazal made a takana. Abdi Pnei Yeshua is saying, if you look at Rashi well, the lashon regilim is not shaykh if it's a takanas rachamim. Mashman Rashi that the takanas rachamim is a different step. That's what the Pnei Yeshua Tain is. Lefizet answers Taisus' question. Shloim Malchus is a takana only by get, then apostles by Yavon, b'chule. Above here we're going by Shtar Shtaris, that it's not Shayach Shloim Malchus. Rashi's just showing us from Shloim Malchus that was the minig at that time to write it for the Melech, as therefore there was a peda by getting. So, this is the mahalich of the Pnei Yeshua. The dikduk in Rashi, regilim ha'yolim nois, is a shtark and deep. Mashma Rashi is not explaining the takona, but he's explaining minig ha'olam. Rashi is then Messiah and says that afilu amid vishvat oy ba'adr kolsa shnosoy mishagia nisa. What's the chiddush? The afilu of the melech is oimid v'shvat oy ba'adr, as it's kolsa shnosoy. As the cheshik shloim explains, it means choftes ba'adr, like the Gemara in the Hemshech of Beis Amar Aleph explains. The afilu of its nigmar v'choftes ba'adr, as if it starts Aleph b'nisan, it's a whole year. Av afrek deslach, a very strong question on Rashi. If the melech finishes, it is oimid bechoftes ba'adr, as when it comes to Aleph b'nisan, From now on, you say he was a melech for 2 years. As if in Adar, it's already 2 years. Why does Rashi have to say Shvat? Shvat is before Adar. As if he's oimid ba'Adar, when it hits Nisan, it's 2 years. Kol shkein a kal v'chayru, when he's oimid b'Shvat, for sure when you hit Nisan, it's 2 years. Because Shvat is before Adar. As once Rashi's saying Adar, which is a later part of the year, why does Rashi have to say Shvat, which is the earlier part of the year? As the Bnei Yeshua and the Tzlach, in order to answer this, they say a very nice pshat in Rashi, that the MS is a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara in this din. There's one man diyama, which is brought in the bottom of Beis Amar Aleph, Shittas or Meir, Yom Echad Bishana Choshev Kishana. If he's a melech for a day, it's like he's melech for a year. Yom Echad Bishana Choshev Shana. Abishittas of Elazar on Daf Yud, is Yom Echad Bishana Loi Choshev Shana. He has to be at least for a month to be considered a year. The way to read Rashi is, Afilu Omed Bishvad is Shittas Reb Elazar that holds you need a whole Chodesh before. Oy Ba'adar Lefi Shittas Reb Meir that holds even Yom Echad Bishana is Choshev Kishana, even if he's Omed Ba'adar. As Lefi Zeh Rashi is going according to two different Shittas. Thus is the Chiddush, the Cheshek Shloima, Al Pi Zeh is Miyashiv, another Shaila in Rashi. He says that in Beis Hill, in Shita of Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, Rashi brings two Zmanim, Shvat Ayadah. Of if you look at Rashi later on in the Tia, Rashi says in Nata Ba'av, which is one Chodesh. Why didn't Rashi give two options, either 1 month before, 2 months before, like he says over here? As Zokti Cheshik Shloima in the Gemara later on in Daf Yud is mavur that even though Rameya holds Yom Echad Bishana Schashiv Lishana, he's moida le'inyan erla, that you need klita, that it takes a chodesh for the ilan to be niklat in the karka. As he's moida over there, you need at least a month. As lefiza is dog gevaldik. In the first Rashi in the Mishnah, he's talking about shtaris. As then there's a machlekes and meyah and Rebbe Laz, if you're echad b'shana is chashev shana, or you need a month, as Rashi says, two zmanim, either shvat or adar. But later on in the Tia, Rashi's going by Arla. The Gemara says, by Arla, Ramei is Maida to Rebbe Lazar, that you need a whole Chodesh to be called a Shana. As over there, Rashi only says one Zman, you need a whole month before. Rather, the Ritva is Mavur, not like this Mahalach. He says the Machlekes of Lazar Ramei is only later on by Maisris. Of an arm, which is a din daraisa, but this din of shtaris, which is a takanas hachamim, everyone's moide yom echad b'shana is chashiv kishana, and he's medayik because the Gemara right away on Beis Amar Aleph, the bottom says yom echad b'shana is chashiv kishana. It doesn't be madgish; it's only Rameya. Mashma even Rabbi Lozer's moide over here. If you the Ritva, you can't say this pshat. The Pnei Yeshua and the Slach on medayik in Rashi that he says two zmanim shvat and adar, not that way. The Gemara then continues and it says, Echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Be'ema. What's this Nafka Mina in Maiser Be'ema? As Rashi and the Miriam Masver, that the din is, you take, when you have 10 behemoths, you take one of them and you mafreshit L'Maiser, bring it as a korban. As a bazei, if you want to take a behema from 1 year, on 9 behemoths from a different year, you can't, because the Meiser has to be from the same year. That's the nafkamina that Rashi and the Miri say. The Miri is Meisif. There's another nafkamina Ladino. You're only chayiv Meiser behemoth if you have 10 behemoths. As let's say 5 behemoths were born for you in year 1, and 5 behemoths were born for you in year 2. You're not chayiv Meiser behemoth. As that's another nafkamina when Rosh Hashanah is. As the Svas Emes is on Rashi, why did Rashi only say one out of two, the nafkamina, if you mafresh the Meiser Behemah? Why did he say the nafkamina if you have 5 from 1 year and 5 from another year? as you could say, because the drasha, the makor for this din, is talking about when you're mafresh from one year on the other year, as Rashi was not at the case that we learn out the din from, but the other din is true also. The Turi Evin over here asks, Iluya Sheshaila Kedalkoi Mekoidish. He asks, the Gemara on Dav Zayin Amid Beis is Mazdir, that the Tana the Mishnah doesn't, why didn't the Tana the Mishnah say, Echad Ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chumas Alishka? So the Gemara, because Chumas Alishka, you could take from one year on another year b'di'evit. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to. B'di'evit, if you do it, it's okay. And the Mishnah only was knocked out Rosh Hashanah Finyanim, which are ma'akev b'di'evit. Oh. As that's Yisoy number one, a Gemara on Zayin number base. Aymazay, frek the Turi Evin, Ashen Ashayla. He brings the Rambam in Hilchus Bechoyres. Perik Zayin Halacha Hey says that if you're mafrish, a behema, from one shana, on nine behemoths from a different shana, yearly, that even though the chatchilo you're not supposed to, im Israel harezem maisem ifnei chumras kodshim. Why? Because the Torah didn't say lehedi, it doesn't work. It's only a drasha. As mishum chumras kodshim, it's not lehedi in the Torah, it's chal. As they would say, frek the turiyev and a shayna shayla on the Mishnah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah only says, dinim, that the Rosh Hashanah is makah b'di'evet. I, the din of hafrosh, is ma'isa behema. The Rambam sheet is, it's not makah b'di'evet. Das frekti turei evan. As the Netziv and the Chazanish say a nice teretz, they say, if you look at the words of the Rambam, hareze ma'isa mifnei chumras kodshim. Mashman the Rambam, it's not mamish ma'isa behema. They say you can't be makrovit. It means chumras kodshim, means it's a chumra that when noyig ba iser, but it's not be'etzem ma'isa behema. As avada the din of the Mishnah is ma'akev b'di'evet. Just there's a din of chumra that chazal wa machmer that you noyig ba isura, but avada it's not kodesh b'kdushas ma'isa mamish, even according to the Rambam. The Mishnah continues and it says, Echad b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shmitim. Rashi is mazbir she'osher lachroish v'lizroya min ha-toira. What's Rashi hearing min ha-toira for? As the Peishu and the Turi Yemen, on mazbir Rashi, that Rashi is bo'li yashe v'shayla on the Mishnah. That how could the Mishnah say that Echad b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shmitim? Mashma shmita is not knowing before Echad b'tishrei. And there's a din of Taisa Shemitah, just like there's a din of Taisa Shabbos, Taisa Yontif, there's a din of Taisa Shemitah, that it's also from before. As Emperor Rashi, that which it's also from before Lam, before Rosh Hashanah, thus is Midir Abbanon. That's that Gosh of Rashi. Then Shemitah Mamish, it's also Lach Roshu Lizraya Minatayra. But Taisef Shemitah is Midir Abbanon. That was what Rashi meant to answer. Afrek the Turi Evin, a Shaila, in the Gemara in Ma'id Kondav, Gimel Amid Beis is Mavur, that the Isser Shloishim Yoim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah is Midaraisa Lekuli Alma. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's nomad from a Pasik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's Allah Alamayshim is Sinai. But everyone holds the Isser Shloishim Yoim Koidim Rosh Hashanah is Daraisa. That which we said, the Gemara says, it's a takonis chachamim, is their earlier zmanim, by yistei tvua, from Pesach, yistei ilan, from Atzeres, that's the Rabbanon. The extra zman is the Rabbanon, but the 30-day period is the Raisa according to Kuli Alma. As frek the Turi Eben, as Shailon Rashi, Rashi's meduyik, that Taisa Shriyas is only the Rabbanon, Haray, it's before in the Gemara, there's a 30-day period of Taisis Shvius where everyone holds it's the Raisa. This manim before that is the Rabbanim. And the mitzvah Eisen Ovi is Mitzayin Hashem Yediya, that Rashi Navoy Dezara Dav Nun Amid Beis Divri Amasul Ad Rosh Hashanah is before like Rashi over here also. Rashi says it's Asa La'avid B'ilon Lamid Yom Koidim Rosh Hashanah Mishum Taisef Shvius. But Rashi says it's mutar lahashka se'ilon then. Why? Because the issur of Tosefes Shviyos is the Rabbanan. And And the Issa Darabonan, they were makel b'makom hefsid. If you're not going to be mashkid, it's going to cause a hefsid to the tree. Frek Taisis and Avodah Zarah, that Taisis Shviyas Darabonan, Taisis Shviyas until 30 days is Daraisa, only before that is Darabonan. So Maisa, the Shiloh, the Turi, even yes on our Rashi, Taisis already yes on Rashi and Avodah Zarah. You have to know what Pshat and Rashi is. Behelim Divrei Rashi, how do you answer Aydis Tosefes Shviyas? As the Turi Yevin is Maz, but without Rashi you could have learned, because there are certain dinim of Shviyas that are annoying on Tosefes Shviyas. Number one, it's only noig Issa in the Zriya Harisha, but the Ksira is not noig on Tosefes Shviyas. V'oi, the Issa of Peir Shviyas is not noig on Tosefes Shviyas. As a Mela, you could say the Mishnah is saying Shviyas is Rosh Hashanah because there are many dinim of Shviyas that only start from Rosh Hashanah and they're not noig on the Tosefes Shviyas. Why did Rashi want to learn like the Turi Eben Nira? Because Rashi held the Mishnah's Meduyik that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, the Shviyas, Mashma L'Kol in Yani Shviyas. If it's only for a Chelik of Yani Shviyas, the Mishnah should have explained it. Gemara then said, the Mishnah continues that Echad B'Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah L'Netiyos. What does Netiyos mean? Rashi brings the Gemara later on. It means Le'ilan Klapi Dinei Arla, that Shnas Arla Yemayne from Rosh Tishrei. There's another in the Hemshech of the Mishnah that also says Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, which is Shvat, and Rashi says that's Le'inyan Meiser. As there's a little bit of a aura, why over here are we calling it Netiya, and later on we're calling it Ilan? As the Hesber is that in the Mishnayis in Shviyas, in Perik Aleph, in Mishnah Vav, is Mavur in the Mishnah, in the Rishonim, the Pirsha Mishnayis, the Rav, the other Mefarshim all speak it out, that there's a difference between a Netiya and an Ilan. And it's called Netiya when it first comes out of the ground, the first years. When it gets older, it's called the Ilan. The Fiza is the Gavaldig Pshat in the Mishnah. Netiya, the first din, is Arla. Arla is the first 3 years. As that's a din in a Netiya. The Rosh Hashanah, the Ilanis of the second din of the Mishnah is going klapi Maisa. Maisa is not noig in the first 3 years when it's Arla. It's only noig when the tree gets older. As then it's called the Ilan. As the Rosh Hashanah Le'Netiyos young trees is Echad B'Tishrei. But the Rosh Hashanah Le'Ilanis, the older trees, Das is Shvat. Gishmaka Havana in the Mishnah. The Gemara asked Lachim L'Mai Hilchasa. What halacha is in Negeya, the din of Melachim? As there's a machlekes Rishonim had to learn, the Rach learns, and this pshat is Ruva in the Ran, that the Gemara is asking Kipshuta, Lamai Nafke Mina Ladina. Avarashi learns differently. Kiloimar. Rashi Lamai Hilchasa Kiloimar. Whenever a Rishon says Kiloimar, means it's not Kipshuta. Kiloimar. Lama hukva yoim miyuchad leminyan ha-melachim. Rashi's learning, the Gemara is asking the time of the takana. The Ran is choylik on Rashi. The Ran says the time of the takana is what it says on the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis. It says the time of the takana is because we learn out of a pasuk. As the Gemara is asking, lamai hilchasa. Why did Rashi learn the Gemara loy kipshutai? As the Ritva explains Rashi, because if the Gemara is asking Lamai Hilchasa, the Gemara just should have answered L'shtaris. Why does the Gemara continue Ashtar Chayv HaMukdamin Mucharim? As that's the Makar of Rashi, we're giving the Tam, and the Tam is because it's a Shash Mukdam Mukhar. As that's the Machloikis Rishonim in the Bir of the Shai Lamai Hilchasa. What's the Teretz? Amar Rav Chisda L'shtaris. The Tanan Shari Chayv HaMukdamin Psulim Amucharin Ksherim. As the Shaila is, what's the Pshan in Shari Chayv HaMukdamin Psulim Amucharin Ksherim? As Rashi says, that Koydum kol, what's the din of the shtar choy muktam? The shtar choy muktam is the shtar really, the zman of the halva was later on. Abi was mocked in the zman. And Rashi explains, is a chash tirfa from the lakucha shaloi kedin. Because if the shtar is written to earlier zman, he could be tireya from people who bought it after the zman is written in the shtar. And really, he's not allowed to be goyber from them because it only became a shubit from the zman that was the halva happened. As Rashi says, number one, you can't be goyva from Mishubadim. And Rashi adds that Chazal made a knas for a tzir, where a person's going to do this on purpose, as they knast him that he can't use the shtar. Adkan Rashi. The Banim Tosis over here brings Bishiliyezu Neshech Pirsh Bekunches Psulim Legavi Mishavdi. We only passed it for Gvias Mishavdi. He could use the shtar. The kavane is mibnei choyrin, he could use the shtar. You can't tie a perua when you have a shtar. As Rashi means, it's a kosher shtar le'inyan that he can't tie a perua. The lo yitokin kemoisha pirash nusham. Taisus argues and says that Chazal made it a posel shtar as you're neman if you say perua too. Fregdam al Shah, why did Taisus go to Shili Ezu Neshech? Hare Rashi over here also says that Midrabanan they said you can't be goyva mimishubadim. As he says in Rashi over here, you could learn that they passed it legamri. And the Aruch Lener points out, Bechain is Meduik in Rashi over here, because Rashi says it's Kimil Val Peh. As therefore, Rat Taisus had to bring only Rashi and Bab Mitzia is mafurish that it's not posel legami. You could use it klapi tainis perua. As that's klapi the etzim dinim mukdamim. How is it negaya to our sugya? As Rashi explains that if you don't know when the melech was there, as you could have it seer where they were kaisiv d'shtar to one's man. And the Eidim will be made, the Halva happened in another Zman. And you're not going to be sure if it's Muktim or Mu'ukhar. As being that you're not going to be sure, the Shtar will be possible. Oh, that's how Tosis learns in Rashi. And you won't be able to use it. As therefore, we made a specific date when the Melech was come. As now everyone knows when the Melech was come, and everyone will know if the Shtar is Muktim or Mu'ukhar. That's how Rashi learns. As Taisus is on Rashi, then how could Rashi say, if we don't know when the Melech was Oymed, what was the beginning of his Malchus? As then, there's going to be a Chashash Muktim Oymuchar, it's going to be a Suffolk. The halacha is, we don't passel Shtaris mi Suffolk. Oh. And the reason why we don't passel Shtaris mi Suffolk, the Raj was Masber, because every Shtar is a Cheskis Kashis, there's a Chazak, it was done by Hechshav. As what's going to happen? We're not going to show where the Melech was. I mean, if it's Safik Muktim, Safik Mukhar, Areid Aloch is be Safik. We don't pass on the Shtar. And Taisus brings Rayas from two Gemaras, from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, and from a Gemara in Get Poshit, and Daf Kufayin Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about when Edom come and they're Mazim the Edom Shevishtar. They said, how could it be you signed on the shtar that this is the day Imanu Ayusam B'makom Pliny? And the Gemara says that we're going to be Machsha the shtar because we're going to be toilet, it's Mocher. As you see, you're Machsha the shtar Misafik, maybe it's Mocher. But then the Gemara in Baba Basra says that if his man was Kosev on Echad B'Shabbos, was Kosev on a day which is Shabbos, or a day which is Yom Kippur, as you say, maybe the shtar is mukher and the edim are ksherim, and you don't passel the shtar. As you see, two gemaras with machshav shtaris misafik. As what's pshat in Rashi? As the Pnei Yeshua over here says, Ashena chilek. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, you could be machalik between the two tzirim of Taisis from the tzir of muktim u'mukher. In the two Siurim of Taisus, there's a tzad that the Edim did something wrong. Number one, they're Zaymamim. They wrote on a shtar and they weren't there. Or they signed on a shtar on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. As over there, there's a chazaka on the Edom that the Edom wouldn't do something which is also because they're becheskes kashrus. But by us, where the chash is muktim, the Edom aren't possible because the Edom thought he would give it at the right time. It's the loiva that pulled the shtick, not the Edom. As maybe all you see over there is there's a chazaka that the Edom did it behechsha. But you don't see from there that there's a chazaka on the etzem shtar. Thus tiny to pnei Yeshua, sheni yishuv bedas Rashi. And the Brisker Rav in his kuntres, the Brisker Rav as a small kuntres where he goes on the Yom Kiddush HaChodesh and the Sechta Rosh Hashanah, he wants to say another teretz. He wants to say that Rashi l'shitoso in Ezu Neshech, that Rashi learns the shtar is only posel l'gabi mishabdi, of it's a kosher shtar l'inyan tainas pirayim. Azog de Brisker Rav, when do you say there's a chazaka on the shtar? If the need is if the shtar is kosher or posel, as there's a cheses kashrus on the shtar. But by shtar muktam, the shtar is zikr kosher. The shayla is there's a din, you're not goyva mimishavdi. But the shtar mitzaratzmo is a kosher shtar, and that there's no chazaka. The Brisker Rav says that the reason why it's becheskes kashrus is mishum the din nechra. It's not chala din nechra klapi v'zman. This is the shein ezra of the Brisker Rav. But yesh lodn on the Brisker Rav, the way the Aruch Haner is medayik Rashi over here, that Rashi over here is choylik on Rashi in Bav Metzi, and Rashi holds the shtar as posel legamri. Because Rashi says it's Gemul Valpen. The Mashal's Medayik Tosis doesn't bring Rashi over here. But then you can't say this Malach. This Malach in the Brisker Rav is a Shena Mahalach in Api Rashi and Bava Metzia. Kinir, the Brisker Rav held Rashi over here. Could go both ways. But if you learn Rashi like the Mashal and the Aruch Haner is Medayik Rashi that way, then you have to go with the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. Void Frek Tosis on Rashi. That what we're afraid that Bezdin's gonna forget when the Melech was Oymid. So Pnei Yeshua answers Rashi that we're not afraid that Bezdin will forget Lagamri. Every Bezdin's gonna forget. But when he goes to be Goiva, that Bezdin of three people, they'll forget it this time, one time, when the Melech was Oymid. That's why he's Miyashiv Rashi. The Maisa Taisis learns different. Taisis learns the Chash is in the Seifrim. And the Chash is when the Melech was Oymed on Choftes, on Beis Benisan or Aleph Benisan, he'll make a mistake from Beis and Aleph Benisan. As we're Choshish for a Tais of one day for a year before, only in the Seifrim. That's the Mahalech of Taisis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.